So please join me in welcome Jeff and Linda.
Adamus wants to come in right away,
just
but he's not going to. I spent a long time getting these slides ready today. And damn it, we're going to do it this time.
And you believe you have something to say about it? If you really wanted to?
You know, actually, I'm looking out in the audience. I'm sorry, but I'm stopping every once in a while. I looked over there and saw this airline pilot. Didn't I see you at the bar last night before your flight? This morning, yes. And as I'm trying to be composed here and looking into the audience, it's like a little shocking at times.
I think the most alarming one to look at probably is Mrs. Ritter.
Yeah. Could we get a... Jane, would you...
That comes way too natural
for you. Would you stand up and... Yeah. Could we get a close-up shot of Jane? I think it's... Is this Jane? Yes. And I don't know. Mark is a pretty good partner in crime in this. Go ahead, Mark. Yeah. And you are Neil? Yes. And Jane, you're... Jane? Oh, you're a vampire. You know, for those tuning in on the internet for the first time, this is the new spirituality. I mean, it really is. And, you know, every once in a while we get the comment from people who... just new to this, or sometimes people who have been around for a while and say, you know, this doesn't seem very spiritual.
Oh, well.
Recently we were, I think it was in Hungary, doing a workshop, and some lady who was there for the first time was really quite distraught. She thought we were going to sit around and om and chant and light incense all weekend, and she was really upset when Adamus opened his eyes and started walking around. And she said, that just doesn't seem like an ascended master would want to do that. And what do? You take a deep breath and you come back to Coal Creek.
I have to tell you that coming in today was really a sweet thing and kind of fun and joyful. I'm walking in, and we're seeing all this great stuff. I'm seeing people in these funny, light costumes, lighthearted about it, even though it's a week past that holiday, and just joyful. And joyful people walking in with their plates of food, like, see what I got? And I saw this gorgeous chocolate cake walking in, and the man behind it with a smile beyond words. I just wish everyone could experience this wonderful crowd firsthand, live and in person.
Oh, it's amazing.
We always talk about
energy in the room.
Everybody, you know, that tunes in, and we love that. But I just wanted to take that moment to celebrate the people that do come every month and come in person to support this broadcast that goes out to all the people that we get to touch.
Oh, absolutely. So thank everyone for being here today, especially those who got dressed up. As Adama says, when he says get dressed up, it doesn't necessarily mean wearing a suit and tie. It just means have fun. Get out of the old roles. He loves acting because he says, this is all just an act anyway. I mean, we take it so seriously. And when we recognize it's just one great big act. And if you can start acting, kind of get out of the rut that we're in, then you can actually start to laugh at yourself. And I think that's probably one of the biggest gifts that you can do for yourself is just laugh at yourself.
That wig is pretty scary.
That wig is very scary. And of course, somebody today, when I walked in, somebody said, well, what are you dressed up as today? Chandler. No, this is me. This is the way I am. Anyway, good to have everybody here. We have a lot to talk about today, and let's start with...
Do you want to greet the out-of-towners?
Yeah, absolutely. If I get the slide to come out. There it is. Well, I feel so good about being able to do the slides this month. You may remember last month, Adamus kind of circumvented and said, we're going to start with a channel first. And it was good, but it was kind of odd doing the slides later.
I know the slides weren't, that wasn't
yeah.
nice.
Well, I mean, I actually have to apologize to Linda. The day before, I'm always working on the slides, and I get real focused. That's a nice
That's
word.
That's a nice word.
Yeah. I get really, really focused on it. And, you know, it's like then I can start doing about five things at once, but it's that sixth thing that comes along that just throws me off. But I hope you appreciate the slides today. For Linda's sake. Yes, please. Oh, yes, we have, as usual, we have people from... Yeah. Watch this.
Mr. Magic. Look at you. What a master.
Who do we have joining us today from out of state?
Well, there's quite a... there's not so many. Yeah. Susan Cameron is here from Costa Rica. Hello, Susan.
Hi,
good
Susan.
To see you
good
again.
Good to see you again. Go ahead and stand up. Let everybody in Costa Rica see you. Yeah. Thank you.
Glad you could be here.
Costa Rica is one of those places on our bucket list or our wish list. Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah.
We always hear good things.
I'm working on my Spanish.
Poquito. You only know the...
Poquito. Yeah. My English is not so good, but I'm going to get this Spanish down. Okay, who else?
You ready? Okay. Nicola Grodix from Cheshire, UK. You're here? Welcome.
Could you say something to us in English? I mean, real English.
Wow.
I love the accent. I love the words, too, but I love the accent.
You picked a beautiful time to be here. Really beautiful
time.
Thank you.
How is it in England right now?
Cloudy.
Is it cloudy, rainy?
Very lightly.
We were through there the other day, but just flying home. You know, you got to go from Hungary through London. God knows why, but we haven't. Last time we did a workshop there, we got kicked out, so we haven't done anything since then. Sorry. No, we were actually at a hotel in Tintagel, and it was about 10 o'clock at night. And
This is a long story.
I'm not going to go into the whole story, but they threw us out. We didn't go, but it's a long story. But and I'm not going to go into it on the air because I can feel Linda going.
I had to literally get in between and say, no, you're not going to punch it out.
I have never been in a fight in my life, other than with my brothers, but those don't count. But that night, I came about that close, and I had just quit smoking also. Not a good time. I started again. Anyway, who else is here? Deep breath.
Okay. Kathy Kumnick from Grovedale, Australia. Where are you from Australia? Oh, welcome.
Hi, Kathy. Good
Glad
to
you
see
could
you.
Be here. It's a long way.
I'm pretty sure you've got the prize for coming the longest way.
Almost for sure.
I actually already was in the States.
Oh, that's okay.
North Carolina.
Lovely. Glad you could join us.
Yeah. Isn't the group feel good? Yeah, they're very
good.
Friendly, but just don't get in their way at break time with the food.
Don't get between them and their chocolate.
Good to see you.
Susan Baim Hoover from Walt Hill, Nebraska.
Hi, Indy.
Good to see you again.
Glad you're here. Is your dog here?
Absolutely.
Good.
Okay. And a dear person we're going to get back to more later.
Yes.
Joseph Rumbelo is here from St. Louis, Missouri.
Joe Rumbelo. A lot of you, would you say something, Joe? Just anything? Just anything.
Good morning.
It's live now.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Yeah. you may recognize Joe from Crystal Clear Speaks Radio.
So we have more to talk about later. We've lots to talk about. We're pretty excited about it, actually. It's hard not to talk about it right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Robert Schwartz from San Francisco, California.
Hello, Robert. How are you? How are things in California these days? Are they? And are you in San Francisco or just the Bay Area?
Born and raised.
Linda and I lived in Mountain View for about 3 years. Yeah. Great.
Glad you could join us. And Ann Somariva from Edgewood, New Mexico. Where are you, Ann? Hi, Ann.
Good to see you, Ann.
Glad you could be with us.
Where is Somariva?
Somariva, yeah.
Where is it?
Near
what city?
Edgewood, near Albuquerque.
Near Albuquerque.
Oh, Albuquerque. Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And I want to notice that, oh wait, I got Susan. Maybe more. Okay. Also, I'm looking out there and I'm seeing an awful lot of first timers. People we haven't seen for a very long time. Who's here for the first time, or we haven't seen you for more than a year? Would you mind standing up?
Wow, that's so embarrassing.
No. We just acknowledge and like to welcome you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome.
You know, they heard Adamus was giving away money, so All right, I have to admit also, don't get your hopes up. Linda stopped me as I was walking out the door and made me empty my pockets out there. I have no money.
Oh, for you. You'll figure out how to cope with it.
Yeah,
he'll come up with something.
It is something.
Okay. So, anyways, one of the reasons for introducing new people is that this group is always very gregarious, and they like to talk and eat. And I just wanted to make sure they could see who the new ones were, so you might say hello to some of the new people in between eating chocolate and goodies.
Because it's sharing a little food with them, too.
Yeah, and share your food. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's kind of like family here sometimes.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, let's take a deep breath as we do a quick recap of last month. You remember last month? Yeah. It was a good one.
It was a sweet
one. Really good. So it was Shoud 3. It was called Amyo. So Linda's going to read the quotes from Adamus.
Do my
I'm
best.
Going to make wise and sage comments.
Of course. Maybe. If you stop getting mental about what you want to do and get into the feelings, suddenly you're going to realize that spirit loves to expand. Spirit wants to expand and express, because at the core of spirit, at the core of you, is this absolute joy of life, absolute joy of expanding to find out what comes next. What can I create? Spirit doesn't like being stuck. Spirit wants to express. Kind of says it all.
As Damas was talking about the fact that right now it's really easy for energy to get stuck. It's so intense and it's so different that it actually tends to, at times, really just kind of get into a kind of a frozen state or get really stuck. He's just saying, take a deep breath and remember, the real joy is about just expanding and expressing. It's not much more than that. Spirit just love to continue to experience new things and then express that joy.
But you know, he didn't mention though that while we're all trying to do that, we're also trying to do it in the new energy.
Yes.
And he's been talking about that a little more on the road, that we all know this, we all feel this, and yet it's a different experience in new energy and applying new energy to our lives. And that's new in itself too.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of being on the road, people ask, where's Katumi these days? He does actually tend to show up at the workshops on the road, but I think Adamus really likes working with us right now, really wants to focus on things. So Adamus has been kind of like taking the stage. But on the road, actually, I think it was in Berlin last month that Katumi came through a couple of times. Yeah, good. Next slide.
Do you really trust yourself implicitly? Do you trust your body? No. Do you trust your choices? Do you trust your decisions? Do you trust spirit? Do you trust life? Do you trust living in this world right now that's filled with a lot of chaos? Do you trust absolutely being yourself with abandon? Do you trust that this whole part of your journey that you're in right now, called your spiritual enlightenment awakening, is real? I bring this point up because it's going to be hard to expand much more if you don't at least understand your level of trust.
If you remember, Adamus then took the microphone into the audience and asked people, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much you trust yourself. And there were responses anywhere from about a 2 to a 10, But it was an interesting experience for people to talk and to share, because, you know, there's a lot of things we're learning, we're really getting back in touch with ourselves, but there's still some overlays of mistrust. And I think he made an important statement here. He said, it's going to be hard to move into that new energy if you're out of trust with yourself, because what happens is all the things that are untrusted will come to the surface for resolution, not for punishment, but for resolution.
You know, it's interesting because I think we all feel moments of really true, deep, divine soul trust.
Yeah.
It's that human part that we're always trying to work with that kind of...
Well, and then you just remember previous experiences, past lives, this lifetime or whatever, and you say, well, I'd really like to trust myself, or I'd really like to trust society, but look what happened before. So I think there's that pullback. So he went on to say,
the numbers don't matter. If there's a degree of untrust, whether you're at a 1 or 9.9, it's all the same. It's all the same. It doesn't matter if somebody said, I'm at a 2. It's the same as 9.9999. You're not trusting. You're not trusting.
So I thought this was kind of interesting. It doesn't really matter where you think you are on that scale. If there's any level of untrust, it's going to come out. You'll bring an experience into your life so you can learn again how to trust. And I think it's an issue that we're all going through right now. I know Linda and I personally, also when we're out on the road talking to people, it's that seems to be kind of the issue that's coming up, is how, it's not always stated that way, but how do I deal with this? How do I deal with that? So much of it comes down to, you know, just trust yourself. Adamus actually gave an example. You know, can you trust that if you get in your car and you get in an accident, and you maybe break your arm or whatever, can you really trust that without saying, oh, what's wrong? What's spirit trying to tell me? What lesson did I not study? Or, you know, what, yada, 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 all that mind stuff. You know, if it happens, you're creating it for a reason. The really cool thing is that when we get to that state of true trust, then those things don't happen.
I can trust myself. I'm not sure what my mate would say.
I trust you, darling. I trust. I take that back. I'm 99.999. You know, but I deal with it because I don't particularly like when Linda's driving. I don't particularly like when anybody's driving. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but I deal with it. other people driving?
No, I just don't.
Yeah. You like to drive. Yeah, and it's always wondering, do they know what they're doing? And yeah. I don't know if it's it might be a Schomber thing. I heard somebody over here say it's a male thing.
No, it's not just
a male thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I also think it could be symbolic of taking responsibility, and it's like, hang on, I'm going to guide my own life from now on and not somebody else. So,
living drivers, no survivors.
What was that?
I didn't hear a thing. Okay, Adamus went on to say, there we go.
Okay. Absolute trust, not in the outside world, not in other people, not in deities, entities, aliens, or anything else, but in yourself. Amyo. Amyo, I am that I am. I know whatever is happening in my life, I'm absolutely creating it for the higher good of myself. The moment you get to that point, you unlock potentials that were previously unknown to you. The moment you can be in this place of Amyo, absolute trust, then things can really start moving.
Amyo is a word that Adamus introduced. I looked it up on the internet later. I didn't see anything. He said it was kind of one of those Zen-ish words. But it's kind of a new word for us. And in the past month, it's been amazing to see how it's really spread. as we were out doing workshops, people were talking about it. I know I thought about it and actually worked with it throughout the month, that divine state of grace, amio, where you're just trusting, where you're not putting your responsibility or your destiny in anything else, but it truly is the I am that I am. Beautiful word. Joe Rombalo asked earlier today if there were any courses out about amio, and I said, well, no, because it's only been a month. But what a great idea to do something to go into a little bit more detail and experience with amio. Matter of fact, let's take a deep breath right now and just feel into that absolute trust of self. Amyo. I am that I am. It's really kind of the ultimate safe space.
That's the absolute best description.
And then Adama said,
amyo is absolutely pure, the pure self. The realization of the I am, where you stop doubting everything that happens, stop trying to analyze it. That level of trust in self is what all of the ascended masters experienced in their final lifetimes on earth. Amyo was the final and perhaps the most joyful step.
He did qualify that by saying that the quote-unquote ascended masters, the ones who have gone on, it all went through their share of, I guess you could say, crises or doubt or whatever in their life until they finally got so worn down or worn out or whatever you would call it that it was a surrender. And it was finally saying, yeah, I'm going to stop trying to figure it out and stop trying to manipulate it and stop trying to battle it. And they surrendered into a state of amyo, complete trust in themselves and the God within. Really quite beautiful.
It's totally beautiful.
And he went on to say,
what is the antithesis of amyo? Makyo. Absolutely makyo.
So it's kind of interesting. He's been talking about makyo. If you remember, that's he refers to it as spiritual BS or distractions. You know, distractions, and particularly on this journey of remembering or journey of enlightenment, there are so many distractions. I think a lot more distractions than when you're not on that path. It's easy for all of us to get into that. He says that's makyo. Because they truly are just distractions. They're like walking on the path and having to pick up all the pebbles and stones on the way. Well, you truly get distracted. Not that there's anything bad about it. You're still going to have the same outcome. But I think we're all saying, you know, we don't want those distractions. We want to get to that. That's one thing about Chambra. Adama says, you guys are spiritual pirates. You just want to get to the core of things. You don't want the distractions. So makyo is kind of the antithesis.
We'll continue to talk about amyo, complete trust. But in the meantime, tonight, tomorrow, when we go out on our group outing into chaos, treachery, and potential disaster, you'll have an opportunity to look at your own amyo. Do you trust yourself? It's real. That our group experience is going to be real. Or are we just making it up?
As you remember, somewhere during the shout, he said, so we're going to go out into the other realms as a group for those who want to go. And we're going to go to an experience, something that's going to be happening in the next, few days. Something that was very chaotic, some really rough energies. And when we're out on that experience, can you trust yourself? First, in those rather challenging external energies, and can you also trust the outcome of things? So I did some deep breathing because we had to leave town shortly after that. And that's
always
a little...
Yeah, let's get on an airplane and find out
the world. Yeah, let's find out where it's at. So anyway, it was interesting. I believe it was the morning that we left, Monday morning, so it was a day or day and a half after the shoud, I quickly was looking at the internet before we left for the airport.
Hoping I hadn't.
And we were actually supposed to, originally, supposed to have gone to Hamburg for the St. Germain conference. That got canceled, so at the very last minute, we changed our plans, went to Berlin instead for did a one-day 10-10-10
event. Changed our flight reservation.
But anyway, the next day I got on the internet and saw this. Hamburg sell at Heart of Terrorist plot against Europe. We didn't hear a lot about it over here, although this was on CNN, but it was all over Europe. The authorities had found that there was some highly potential events that were going to take place, and it was centered out of Hamburg, where we were supposed to have been but didn't end up going. But I think we ended up going, but not in our bodies. And but there was also some activity in Berlin where we were. Security
it was, hasn't stopped.
No, but in this day, the security was particularly tight at the airports, and it was one of those, okay, thanks, Adamus. Actually, nothing happened. There weren't any.
But it hasn't stopped. The chaos just keeps playing out. You know, they're finding the packages and the air freight and just everything that can possibly be called chaos in this whole idea of what we do and how we live our lives. It's not stopped.
Adamus has taken us on a couple of these journeys, which I love the approach. He said, let's go out and let's go into these really crazy energies that are going on right now. Not to try to bless them, not to try to stop them, or particularly not to try to counsel them or facilitate them. I'm talking about in the other realms. He says, really, this is all about going out to these different places or people or whatever, and you just have a presence there. You're not trying to do anything. You're not judging. You're not trying to change. You just bring your presence in. By doing so, you bring in the potentials of different outcomes that may not be so evident. Your radiance, your I am, your amyo, actually illuminates other potentials that are there, but they're kind of in the background. And he said, that's how you change things. You don't go out on some crusade. Jesus, we've been there.
What?
Jesus, we've been there. The moment I said that, I got this, oh, flashback, riding a horse. Woo, woo. Yeah.
What was that?
That was a crusader in me.
Oh.
Funny story, I was actually going to get dressed up today as a crusader. And I ordered a costume, and it showed up, and isn't it interesting? Even though I ordered the right size, it didn't fit anymore. Kind of a metaphor, you know? I get it. You get it? Okay.
Took every bit of self-control I had not to put on that outfit.
Oh, I know. I know. You could have.
I know I could have.
But it was a little too tight. Even though, anyway.
Kind of filled it.
Doesn't fit. So when we go out to these experiences or... I'll talk about it in a minute when we talk about the Mental Imbalance Symposium in Berlin. It's about going into situations and, for instance, he says, you know, you don't go and try to force portals open. You know, he said that's kind of egotistical. But your presence on Earth, your presence in situations, your presence in like a situation like this has the potential to bring out a different set of potentials and therefore change what might have otherwise happened. It's really cool because it's pressureless on our part. And you know what? You could do it in your own life as well. It's not just about going out there. It's about going in here and just radiating the I am. It absolutely changes the potentials in your life. Huh. Okay. That crusader thing got me.
Got it. I could feel it.
He went on to say.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He didn't?
No. I don't have any more slides.
A really clever way. I guess I forgot to delete all these slides. Oh, no. There are.
Are there more?
Okay.
Did I miss
it? I'll summarize. Let me back up. So then he talked about.
Do you want me to read them?
No, that's okay.
Let me read them. Come on. I love to read them.
Yeah, they're too long. Read one, and then we'll take it from there. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, take a vote. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't care if nobody loves it. I love reading.
No, no, we really like for you to read.
I don't want to know the truth.
We trust you.
Please don't tell me the truth. I got my own truth.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's an unnatural barrier between you and the reality around you. You found this really clever way of separating yourself from everything else and yourself at the same time. You separate yourself from this planet like it's the planet and you're over here. And because of this anger or resistance to being truly, fully embodied on Earth, you've even separated yourself from your items in your life. And there's this belief that material things are going to keep you trapped here. They're not. Actually, they're going to help release you.
So Adamus then talked about infusion. He said, start taking items. I think he'd everybody pull something out, you know, of their purse, like a pen or a wallet or Kleenex or whatever it happened to be, and said, start infusing. Start breathing your energy into these things in your life. And he said, you know, we've created these barriers between us and everything else, us and the other realms, us and parts of ourselves. He said, when you start consciously infusing, breathing your life into this, he said it literally changes it. You breathe in, you infuse into your car, for instance. It's no longer just a hunk of metal and plastic. It actually now will start to take on you. And if you trust yourself, you're gonna breathe life into your car, and it's going to then serve you better. Breathing life into your house, into your house key even, into everything in your life. Now you start breaking down these barriers between you and everything else. It's also a great way to move energy. Instead of having it bottled up in here, you start infusing. He said, do it into the water you drink or the food you eat, but it's a great way now. Literally, it brings things to life. He mentioned, like, even if you have a little doll or statue or, you know, Barbie doll at home or whatever. Just
you making fun of my Barbie doll?
No, I love your Barbie dolls. Okay. No, they're great. No, I'm really happy. Breathe into them. And, you know, it also starts making you more conscious about how you are a creator, how you bring things to life. So he ended up with saying, for this month, the homework or the experience was to infuse, to breathe into things. And I know everybody did.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Some of us probably have had experiences with that before, that we had a sense of that.
Yeah.
We all know our car is an aspect of us.
Yeah. Oh, when I was doing it, it felt great. It actually felt like kind of a release, like, breathing me into the things in my life. He said, just don't start breathing them into other people right now. He says, that's a different class sometime, yeah. Or your pets, yeah. So that was last month. Let's take a deep breath and talk about recent events. That's another beautiful autumn picture here. Yeah, wow. I love fall, especially when it lasts this long. You know, we've had November's up here for our November meeting where the snow was piled as high as the windows, where wind was blowing, and I mean, look what we're creating.
This is the most stunningly beautiful fall, but you know, there's always a balance in everything. So you know what the cost has been up here? The most incredibly stunning fire fall. They're so worried about fire because they need moisture.
Don't say the word fire. Patricia and Alan are here, and they've had to evacuate their house twice now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we're going
to
talk about water. Water. A lot of water.
Water.
Water. Yes. So, okay. I actually, because we were so busy at the workshops this month, I didn't get any good photos. Ones I did get, I didn't have time to download. But we did a really fun event in Berlin on 10-10-10. Hadn't planned it, but just at the last minute, with the help of Sandra Heuschmann and Wolfing von Rohr, we organized it. I mean,
it was fabulous.
I think it's 9 or 10 days. We had 101 people for the 10-10-10.
Wasn't that fun?
This was really interesting. We drove up to the center, the hall in Berlin where we were doing the event, And, you know, it was a Sunday morning, I think, and, you know, just the excitement of the day. And at that point, our sponsor said, oh, by the way, forgot to mention this, but this facility where we're having this is actually a mental health care hospital. It happens to be their ballroom. Oh, so,
no,
but actually, the energies were really good.
Totally coolest thing you could imagine, because what we found out was there was this facility behind it, and then this meeting space, this sort of hall with a small stage, was what they used for their little events that they do amongst themselves. But then they also rented out to generate revenue for them to create events for them. So it was such a synergist. It was just beautiful to be in this space with all this stuff about mental imbalance going on, and here they're all behind us, and we see them kind of walking by, and we're actually doing an event that's bringing revenue back to them. It was just wonderful, and they felt
very comfortable with Chambra.
Yeah, they did. That's actually true, and
because of the radiance.
Yeah, that's what it was. They even several of them, you know, were manning the place where they had the refreshments, and several of them stayed in the room and listened.
And yeah,
and they let you out.
Yeah. I forgot some really good talks with Adamus. I actually forgot what he talked about.
It was all good.
I forgot. Are we doing offering it as a product, or hadn't we got that far, Gene?
We're
do you remember?
Talking.
Okay.
I think it's a product.
There's some really good stuff.
It
anyway,
was very nice. Yeah.
So it was
a small product.
It was a great day. Following that, we did a 3-day mental imbalance symposium in Berlin. Had about 90 people, mostly were mental health care professionals.
Yeah.
Psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, new energy workers. It was
number
an amazing
of, number
group.
Of Crimson Circle teachers.
Quite a few teachers. Mm-hmm. Again, this was hosted by Sandra Heuschman, and we really want to thank Sandra for
amazing.
Impeccable arrangements and help and support. This was the second mental imbalance symposium, and Adamus talked a lot more detail, a lot more tools, started getting very specific, not only what's really happening with somebody with mental imbalance, like neurosis, psychosis, autism, Alzheimer's, but now he started to get into the tools. It was very, very dynamic.
More method-oriented.
More method-oriented.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to do yet another symposium in April, probably in Del Mar, you know, San Diego area, or Fort Lauderdale. And
we're working on that right
now. We're watching how this is progressing. So if anybody has an interest in that, Adamus talks about how it's important, and I'm not looking at anybody in particular, but how it's important not to address the human that's sitting in front of you if you're a counselor, but to address the aspects that are out there. And he said you got to do both. You got to go out into the other realms. And he gave some guidance in how to do the dream walking, but it's very, very tricky because you're in some crazy realms, no pun intended.
Well, no, some very unbalanced, challenging places.
Yeah. So he talks about how to go out there, and then some very practical and actually surprising tools for working with them here.
And it appears from what we experienced in Berlin that there's sort of two directions with it. There's certainly a piece that would be far more oriented to people that actually counsel and work with mentally imbalanced. And then there's a side for much more focused on wellness, our own balance and wellness.
Yeah.
So I was kind of excited to see that develop so that you can actually really... In other words, everything that's being talked about in terms of imbalance, of course, the idea of maintaining and supporting our mental balance and wellness is equally important. So I like that he was clearly covering both sides of
it. I think we'll come out of this with some really good tools for the professionals, but also some really good personal tools that we can use for living.
Yeah.
And again, the tools were kind of surprising. And not surprising, he's not a big fan of the psychotropic drugs like Adamus, or like Tobias wasn't either.
So it's evolving.
Yeah.
We're excited about it, the way it's evolving.
A beautiful setting for this on a lake, a place called Mugglesee, or as Linda likes to say, Mugglesee. And Berlin was beautiful. We had a great time.
I will tell you after this one, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Then it was on to Budapest, Hungary for a 3-day channeling workshop. And again, it was just so fun to do. It was held at Aqua World outside of Budapest, kind of a resort place. So it was really nice because every night people could go swimming and Chambra on the water slides, and it was a lot of fun. Sponsors were Alfred and Tamea from Hungary, and again, just impeccably organized. Gerhard Fankhauser was there with music, and we had a grand time.
We have the most incredible host. I want to mention something else that we observed. You know, the world is changing very quickly, and both Berlin and Hungary were countries that, you know, had a lot of suppression and oppression, and there was a lot that didn't invite them to celebrate life much.
Yeah.
And a lot of abuse and not, you know, if you did something nice for somebody, nobody necessarily even noticed it. And we had this interesting thing in both properties, because there was a lot of us, was to see if we could get these people that were staff, that weren't Crimson Circle people, to smile.
Like the restaurant helpers, the front desk people. This is just being observant, but in a lot of countries, there's no smile. No, you know, everything is like just... actually, I think it's...
Not the Crimson Circle
not
people,
the Crimson,
but...
No, the hotel, and sometimes they're not particularly friendly.
It's just this thing. And we noticed that we actually made it a goal to say, let's see if we can make them smile. And, you know, there was one guy, I asked him for something, he was like, What? He was like ducking almost. I mean, I don't know what that poor man had been through, but we got him to smile. And it was really, really fun to see. It doesn't take much to actually do that and to open that door and to get people to look at life a little differently. And I think as New Energy teachers, that's, you know, that you don't have to take a big class to just be able to do something like that and maybe move the way somebody feels that day, and maybe they'll think about it and it'll happen more days.
Good.
So I loved it.
That was fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
We had the most incredible hosts for these events, and we really are always grateful to them.
Let's talk about upcoming events.
Oh, look at that. Oh, how tricky.
Get a little sound there, John? Or?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a sound.
Oh, it looks like the United Airlines commercial.
Mark. Yes. And this is Amir's music in the background, just leading in. So we'll go through upcoming events pretty quick. Just as a reminder, on November 11th, 11-11, David, there is a global teleclass. Linda and I are actually doing a one-hour class about energy vampires. Who's feeding on you, Jane? And it's Linda and I. It's not... Well, actually, we're going to invite in Adamus, but we're not going to do a quote-unquote channel, because this is a different kind of audience. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? The door open.
Yeah.
So it's 6 o'clock on 11-11. Hopefully you can join in. It's free, of course. And in this global teleclass, it's actually a lot of non-Chambra. It's sponsored by somebody else. So there's usually about 2,500, 3,000 people online. And a lot of them
new
are
people.
Not Crimson Circle.
A lot of new people.
So bring your radiance in. Join in with the fun. Later in the month, we go on to Brazil for the mystery school, first mystery school in Brazil.
I think one of the most fun things about South America is, and yes, I know it's a stereotype, but I love the stereotype. They can hardly sit in their seats. They smile, and I mean, if there's music, even like, you know, in the next room, they're like, you
they're
know.
They're dancing.
Just, so it's always a really fun, light place to be because of that beauty of the way they move.
And the food's always good.
And the food's excellent.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Our host is Silvia Magini, who, again, just does an amazing job. And I can't say it enough, but the hosts at these events just work so hard and to make everything right, and they do. They're very, very good at it, and it makes it such a safe space for everyone attending.
Well, and so many of these people, you know, Alfred and Tamea, Sylvia are web people. I mean,
yeah.
they just extend themselves to anyone that's interested in so many ways.
The reminder that the Crimson Circle Christmas party is going to take place immediately following the December Shoud, and that's a reminder also the December Shoud is on the 11th of December. So don't show up here on the first Saturday because it won't be our group.
It's a Santa brunch.
It's a Santa brunch with the kids and a pancake breakfast or something. But it's on December 11th, And immediately afterwards, we're going to have our Christmas party. And if you remember from last year, we had we had a lot of fun.
It was fun.
We're going to have a lot of food, as we did last year. It's bring your own bottle if you're going to drink anything alcoholic, because we can't serve that. But you can bring your own. And doesn't that look good? I'm hungry. Yes, and there's Mary Alice dishing it up. Afterwards, we have music with Brian Campbell. And, of course, as in last year, we'll do the karaoke. That's always embarrassing and fun. you can register now online. I think it's $25 in advance, $40 at the door. But it's sure to be a good party.
Jeff, that's the regular price without the meal.
No, it's extra. Extra. Yeah, 25.
I just want to make sure we had it right. Yep. Don't want to confuse anybody.
January, it's off to Ecuador for the first time for a mystery school hosted by Malu and Raisa.
Yes.
And, I went a little too far. I thought there was another Ecuador slide. But we're finding that we're spending more and more time in South America. It's waking up. There's a lot going on down there. And incredible Shambo people really doing a lot of work, doing the translating and the websites.
It's a real ripple because, you know, they're so strong, and there was an incredible, strong church overlay. And then there's just so much going on there that they are really reaching out, and we're seeing amazing people showing up, and it's just expanding very quickly.
Yep. February is Egypt, but that's sold out, so we'll move on to March in Kauai, a special, I think it's a five or six day mystery school, and I think we have about six places left. Is that right,
Susie?
Yeah,
it's almost full.
About six places. So it's a fun time. We do sessions in the morning. Norma and Garrett are going to be there with us, which would be wonderful. We haven't worked with you guys together in a little while. You've been going that way. Yeah. We've been going this way, and so that'll be good. We do optional outings in the afternoon. And so if you're interested at all, a few spaces left. And, yeah, Kauai in March. Duh. Yep. Yeah, can't. Oh, and Hannibal will be there
will
as
be
well.
There, yeah.
So, okay, we've gotten through the basic stuff.
You know
what time it is.
I can see you getting all excited.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
It is time for the Shambra launch pad. We're actually doing it a little different today. I mean, well, no, we're doing the same.
This is excitement.
This is something that's been in the planning for, I would say, probably years. We just became aware of it in the last couple of months. And it's been just rolling, moving. Like, you know, sometimes there's a project that it just doesn't move. And I've learned to back away from them. There's other projects that just kind of get into their own energy and just evolve. You don't even have to, well, not that you don't have to do anything, but it just takes on a life of its own. This is one of those projects.
Well, a lot of what's happened is, you know, we had this great opportunity to be guests on some radio shows, and it was very interesting because Jeff and I realized right away that was kind of, it was fun to do, and that we were reaching out to a lot of people the way you can't do that in just any venue, but this had an incredible ability to reach to people. It was sweet. We enjoyed it. And so it's like this potential opened up. And that's what we've allowed, is we've allowed this potential to create itself.
Well, we've been doing more and more of the radio shows because we can sit at home in our casual clothes, underwear, and do the shows. And, you know, we don't have to hop on an airplane. And, you know, there's usually anywhere between 500 and 3,000 people listening online. It's a great way just to chat and to explain Crimson Circle and do a channel. Actually, one of our very favorite hosts, and a show we've been on a number of times, is hosted by Joe Rumbelow. So we're going to ask Joe to come up for kind of our joint launch pad today. Please welcome Joe Rumbelow from St. Louis.
Thank you.
And David, I don't think we need that. We'll just stand.
I'm so excited I couldn't sit down right now if I had to.
So to make a long story short, we got to talking one day after one of the shows. Joe said, you guys interested in working together on creating an internet radio network? And I'm like, well, we'd actually thought about doing our own show, but I never thought about doing a network. So through a series of discussions and now a lot of hard work, we've created something that we're really excited about. And before I hit the next slide, you want to say anything about it?
Absolutely. You know, Jeff was talking and Linda were talking about Amyo earlier. And I will tell you that it is the result of Amyo that the three of us are standing right here, right now, about ready to make this announcement. This was complete trust in myself, Linda completely trusting herself, Jeff completely trusting himself. And I'll tell you what, in a short period of time, I had been working on this for 6 months and it stalled. And it was just one of those things. I woke up that morning and thought, talk to Jeff and Linda. You know, and that's basically, it was kind of like I could have had a V8, but instead it was talk to Jeff and Linda. And as soon as I did, there was just this energy. It was an energy, and it was like, oh my God, we can do this, we can do that, we can do the other thing. And, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's put this thing together. And so here we are. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. This is really cool. I just thought of this last night. In April, when the two of you were on my show, and Jeff had said after the show, hey, listen, if you happen to get out our way, let us know, and we'll put you on the launch pad.
For my
radio show and for my other work that I do. So I thought, okay, when would be a great time? I had them scheduled back for August the 5th, so I thought, how about the August shout 2 days later? So I was focused on that. And I thought, well, you know, I'll come out here. Maybe the next day I'll do a workshop, present a workshop, maybe do some private sessions. And I was focused on that. But I was willing to accept something greater. And so I did not come out here in August because this is the something greater.
Yeah. And absolutely. But it's kind of like August outside. Well,
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I mean, all I kept thinking about is what kind of snow am I going to have to drive through to get here?
You know, it's a myth we put out to the rest of the world about Colorado. So everybody doesn't move here, but now the word is out. It's beautiful here.
Absolutely.
So what we're launching today is a new international spiritual radio network. And when I say it's a network, it will be many, many different shows in a variety of different languages, which is an important part because Crimson Circle is so international. And it's going to be directed to humans who are in the awakening zone, like we are. Yeah. And it's literally going to be called the Awakening Zone. www.awakeningzone.com, International Spiritual Radio Network. So we're doing it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and it was really interesting as you were recapping last month and Adamus talked about the chaos and all of that stuff. The moment you guys got on the airplane and were flying toward the terrace.
Yeah.
Okay. We had some chaos here, as you know, some behind the scenes work on this network that seemingly just went right in the sewer.
Yeah.
And that was the chaos that we got to deal with, and we got to trust through it. And actually, I think yesterday Linda and I pulled that one out, didn't we?
Yep, and it worked out better. And the good thing is there was no panic. This is working on some of the technical issues involved in it. You know, the other thing that was phenomenal is Linda and I brought it up to the staff, John and Susie and Jean and Michelle and Bonnie and Mary and... Is that Charlie back there?
Yeah, he reincarnated.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Chaplin? You actually... So we brought it up to the staff, and you'd have to understand the dynamics. The staff is incredible, but they work very, very hard, long hours, and when we brought it up, we were expecting them to go, oh, not another one of these projects. And instead, they embraced it. And while when we were out
Grading
of town,
on it was unbelievable.
They worked with Joe. Mark
Alon.
Ritter is also involved in the project, helping with the website.
Alon.
And it just came together while we were gone. It was amazing.
I have to tell you, I've said this to the staff before, but I want to say it in front of the whole world. The staff of the Crimson Circle, the most incredible people. Most incredible people. I mean, there is absolutely nothing that they cannot do.
Would you guys stand up? Go ahead and stand up. Come on. Woo. Woo. Don't be shy.
Thank you.
I mean, these folks, they know exactly what they're doing. And it's like, okay, hey, here's the ball. Run with it.
It was really fun to see how much they started to create almost immediately.
So this network's
really
is going to have about 24 shows per month to begin with, emanating from all over the world. The focus is going to be news and information about, I love the term, about empowered awakening. And of course, we as Shambra, we as Crimson Circle, have a lot to add to that because we've been going through it and we have our stories to tell about both empowered and sometimes disempowered awakening. But when we add our energy to it, I think this network is going to be phenomenal.
And you know what's really going to be cool is that all people who are Shambra, you can invite in your friends and family that don't quite get what this is about. Because we're going to have some shows with the personal growth and development theme where there's a couple of hosts that aren't going to go out and do the woo-woo stuff.
Channeling.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to channel.
Yeah.
You know, I actually did have one potential host say, you know what, I don't think I can be involved with the Crimson Circle and all that channeling stuff because, you know, I did.
I did.
He's a university professor and, you know, he was afraid about career and all that. But, you know, we do have a couple of shows. You know, the one that keeps sticking out to me today is spirituality and business.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how many folks sitting here today and around the world could use some lessons in spirituality and business, how to really practically apply it? I mean, that's just one show, and you can invite your friends who aren't into all of this stuff, you know, that channeling stuff
weird
stuff. But that's what's really cool. And then, you know, you can come listen to my show and I have some of these weird channeling people.
Well, you had Lee Carroll on
Lee Carroll was on Thursday night and
well, it's all archived. It's really easy to say you might like this and share that with somebody.
Exactly.
So it has beautiful potentials, I think, for us to all reach out and share.
But I'm gonna tell you, when something comes together, you just know it. Mm. And even before Jeff and Linda ran it by the staff from that first conversation, I knew this is it. This is where this was the launching pad, you know, no pun intended, but but this is just the coolest thing, folks.
It is the launch pad. It's awesome. We're so excited. It's unbelievable.
Absolutely.
The very first show is going to be actually an introduction show just to kind of get things rolling on January 1st, 2011. We did that for David's sake because it's 1-1-11, you know, and we said David would love that. So it'll be Joe, Linda, and I just talking about the Awakening Zone and really introducing the network. And then the actual shows start up the week after that.
Right. And actually on that first show, I've talked to a number of the hosts who actually would like to call in and you know, we can introduce them.
Yeah.
And they can tell you themselves exactly what their show is going to be about.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty exciting.
I'm telling you, the most incredible people, these hosts. High level of professionalism. High quality. I guarantee it. The guests are going to blow you away. Mm. All right? You're going to be able to learn and experience so much from these folks. I can't stop talking about
it. And one of the things that we knew was very important to do this in multiple languages emanating from different parts of the world.
Right.
For instance, Alfred and Tamea in Hungary are going
to
do
Slovenia and Croatia.
Three shows, or four shows a month, but they're going to do it in Hungarian, Slovenian, and Croatian. Wolfing von Rohr in Germany is going to do a weekly show in German. We're also working with others to do it in South America, in Netherlands,
it's unfolding
Norway.
Very quickly.
So this will really truly be, I think, a first of its kind international spiritual radio
and
network.
You couldn't have imagined doing this. The technology wasn't even there to do this 10 years ago,
no.
Even 5 years ago maybe. It's really quite wonderful what we are creating and how fast things are expanding.
So
what I was going to say is, again, to all of you here and to all of you listening around the world, AMIO.
AMIO, yeah.
No
BS.
AMIO.
We'll be coming out with the schedules. By next month, we'll be able to tell you what's going to be playing in January. But as I mentioned, we'll launch with about 20 to 24 shows a month. And then as it grows, we'll expand. We'll have more hosts, more guests, and see how it goes.
Let us breathe, honey. Let us get it going.
Let's do. Not done yet. I got more slides. It is, of course, a Crimson Circle venture, which means all of us, Crimson Circle, Shamba around the world, and working with this incredible gentleman who we've been working with for a couple of months now, with Joe Rombolo. So now let's take that deep breath to launch the Awakening Zone. Welcome to the Awakening Zone.
You know, I was wondering.
No more coffee.
I was wondering, would the two of you like to be on my show?
We're pretty booked up.
At some time.
And actually, Linda and I are going probably doing one show a month, but we don't want it to be about us. It's about other people hosting shows.
It's all evolving very quickly. We're so excited, and we can't wait to share it with you as it unfolds. I really don't want to overpromise, but it's truly exciting. It's wonderful. Joe, we're excited because, again, working with you and being guests on your show was really inspiring for us, too. You do an awesome job.
Well, and that was a two-way street. That's why call Jeff and Linda and see what they have to say. This is really great. These are some of the hosts. These are some of the hosts. Me.
We put you first, Joe.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. Wolfing Van Roar,
yeah.
Okay. Joni Winberg, going to do a tremendous show. This is going to be a really, you can invite your friends in to listen to Joni's show. She's not going to woo-woo them. She's going to give them some really great practical information. Kathleen Gage, Spirituality and Business. Dr. Meg Blackburn-Losey. Do you know Dr. Meg?
I'm reading a book right now.
Are
really
you?
Good. Really
very,
good.
Very good. The Secret History of Consciousness. She's been a guest on my show, and she's been on board for almost a year to do a show with Wherever We Landed.
Wow.
And Gary Mance, good friend of mine from Washington State, does a show right now, AM Radio, Mastery and Mystery. Terrific interviewer, great metaphysical background. And of course the guests. I had Lee on Thursday night, Lee Carroll, and Kelly Walden, incredible dream coach.
Just a bunch of them.
Fabulous.
It's just
people.
Lining up and unfolding so quickly.
Yeah. This is just kind of a temporary mock-up for the webpage, and I do want to thank Mark Ritter with Creative Aspects for putting this all in order. To try to organize all this stuff is really amazing.
Well, and being able to see the network and the relationships.
Yeah, and for instance, here's the host page. You'll be able to go to any host page, learn more about a host and their guests and their upcoming shows. The website is going to be all database driven, very, very high tech, really, really cool technology behind the whole
thing.
And you'll be able to tune in from anywhere in the world on the internet or on the phone.
On the phone. And again, the website that Jeff's talking about, incredible Crimson Circle staff people working on that website.
Very exciting.
I mean, some of the things that they're talking about, the capabilities of this website, I wouldn't even think of it, you know. I mean, I can barely operate my show. I know how to do it. I can run my switchboard and all that stuff. But these folks are coming up with some stuff. It's like, wow, this thing's going to do everything except wipe your nose.
Yeah. Well, we're working on that.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's take a good deep breath and a thank you to Joe for coming out for this.
Thank you very much.
It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, and I have to say, it's just been such a joy working with Joe, and the excitement from the staff, you know, because if they didn't like the idea, it would die out pretty quickly.
We have a good group. We're really lucky.
Good group. So, that was today's Launchpad. On to Shamba news from around the world. Actually, I just have a couple of quick things to mention today. Fun things. Why don't you talk about this?
Oh, I am so excited about this. I'll try to do this fairly succinctly. You know, when we, right away from the very beginning, Tobias said that anybody interested in Crimson Circle ultimately was a teacher. And incredible material was being channeled, things that I never imagined. I don't know if Jeff did. And it got to a point where we had this beautiful content that Jeff and I couldn't possibly keep up with teaching that same material again. And so we started recording it and created classes for this really core, basic material related all to awakening and our spiritual development. And we started to look at how do we do this, and we decided, well, we would create this group, we'd allow these people to teach it, we'd work with them and certify them, they'd do a great job, and they would be Chambra Institute Chambra teachers. Well, that was exciting, and it sounded really, was really good, and it really, we have amazing, credible teachers that teach the Crimson Circle material. But we started to notice that as we truly reach out to people, that it no longer made sense. In the beginning, we were reaching out more to what people were known as Chambra, people that already directly related to it. But we began to realize that as we went out and talked about the Crimson Circle, that Chambra didn't necessarily mean anything to anyone. A Chambra Institute didn't mean anything. So we realized that what our teachers do, our Chambra Institute teachers, they're Crimson Circle teachers teaching core and beautiful awakening material. And so we've determined we're going to keep the butterfly because we like him, but that we're converting everything to Crimson Circle certified teachers. And there will be the coursework will be called Crimson Circle because that's what it is. We can call ourselves Chambra amongst ourselves, but in terms of really reaching out to new people that are truly awakening, looking for answers, it made so much sense to make this simple outreach to awakening via the Crimson Circle.
Well, ever since Tobias left and Adamus has come in, we've seen a lot of change in the type of people coming to the workshop.
Huge.
Younger people coming in. New people. Some of the old people left. They weren't comfortable with Adamus' style.
Because he's sassy.
Yeah. But a lot of new people coming in, and we had to try to make that connection between Crimson Circle and then Chambra Institute, and it just wasn't working. So it's all just Crimson Circle.
So, isn't that the way it should be?
And the feedback we've gotten from the teachers in the last couple of days has been really, really good. They're like, oh, this is great. We're just Crimson Circle teachers. So
we're so excited about it. Well, and even when we talk to people, you know, we can just say that it's Crimson Circle, and it's all in the same umbrella, all in the same breath and beauty. And so I'm just so excited about it. And I've gotten quite a few emails from teachers that are pretty excited about it, too.
Good. Let's go on to products. I can feel that pee break thing coming up with everybody.
What?
A couple of, they have to go to the bathroom, right? Right.
No,
right.
They're having a chocolate attack.
A couple of new things, new products that are available. The Moving Stuck Energy is from the book tour we did in Europe in September. It was a series of channelings Adamus did in places like Zurich and Hanover and Frankfurt and Salzburg along the way. But it was kind of like a story that he laid out. So we put all these together in a downloadable product called Moving Stuck Energy. It's available as a digital download in the store, and it's $65 U.S., which that's a pretty good deal because I think there's about 8 hours
worth of... So there's audio or digital download.
Audio or text only.
Thank you.
But there's about 8 hours worth of material. And really, if you feel you have stuck energy, he talks about how to get it moving again. So
it's nice.
It's available.
It's nice.
The next thing is actually a free download. It's from our interview with Joe Rumbelow on September 30th, a great interview with Adamus. He talked about, it was a message to the messengers. So there's other free downloads as well. So make sure to check out on the website. There's a whole free area.
Place to send new people too if you're trying to...
We put our interview from the other night with Gentra Gardner on there, and it's, you know, there's about an hour and a half channel with Adamus, which was quite good, all free. And then one that I'm actually really excited about that is just coming out today, Anders Holte's new CD called O Beyond. And this is, I think, Anders' best work to date. What he actually did was, he was with us on the Egypt tour earlier this year. we did toning in the temples. We did toning at night before dinner. He recorded a lot of that, as well as with Hassan, our tour guide, and did a lot of recordings, went back into the studio, and has been working for about 6 months to produce this product.
And some of the beautiful work, it also comes from the energy of the Great Pyramid, which there's nothing that I've ever experienced quite like that. It is a unique interdimensional experience beyond words. And so some of the recording is even from there.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, I'm going to ask if we could get the house lights down. We're going to play just a short section, and we have some slides that Anders picked, which are also part of the download, and just run those real quick.
And even the bird sounds are real.
Yeah.
Again. Never, never.
Did you feel that?
There are 8 tracks on the CD, and it is absolutely stunning. Jean Tinder says she can't stop playing it. You know, she listens to it all day long in her car, everywhere else. It's just one of those things. Anders just captured it. And with his voice, adding the backgrounds, the toning it from did. Chambre, it's really... And then he's also taken some of the... channels with Adamus and Aki Ra. There's one in particular that, with the toning that Aki Ra is doing in the Great Pyramid, And it's just the way Anders produced that. It's just stunning.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah. So that's available as of today in the Schomburg shop as a digital download for $15. What a great deal. We'll have it as a physical product by next month. And incredible job that he did. By the way, Obion means, it's a word that Kuthumi used in our first tour there. He said it's a greeting used by time travelers as they go across time and space. It's like, oh, beyond. So, whew, beautiful album. Okay, it's almost time for a break. You know, may ever think you have it tough. These slides might be a little hard to see. I'm going to ask if we could turn down these lights again. But these were so good, and this is so real, unretouched. Absolutely real. And take a moment just to see what it is. Those are mountain goats, billy goats. And I did a little close-up on them.
The picture's not tilted.
And the picture that they are on the side of a water dam. Now, you either got to be hungry or crazy. And I just, this was actually in Canada, of course, And can you imagine these mountain goats? Could you imagine me going out there? I don't think so. But look at that. They have to, isn't that amazing?
There's a man term for that, but I won't go there.
So, but they do this all the time, apparently. And
the grass is all right over here.
And the grass is over here. Yeah. Yeah, but the really good stuff is in that crevice. So if you're ever thinking that you're having a really tough day, just remember this slide. Remember what it's like to be a mountain goat. Or just remember what it's like to be absolutely fearless. But please don't go out there and do that. That's for goats only. Okay, very special thanks as we wrap this up and we can turn the house lights back up. It takes a spiritual community to make this all happen. And that's exactly what the Crimson Circle is, with the amazing teachers around the world. Right now, as we're talking, there's probably 15 different classes going on somewhere with SES, Ascension, Dreamwalker Death, and every weekend around the world, there's people that are learning to get in touch with themselves, to become empowered humans through the work the teachers are doing.
We're stunned by what they do, and it truly the most beautiful unfolding. And the thing that we are always taken aback by is that we send things out to ask people how they felt about their class. And when you consider all the countries, all the languages, nearly, I don't know what the percent is, it's the majority of almost all surveys come back saying that the experience that the teachers presented with the Crimson Circle classes is literally life-changing. I've been in education and corporate training and everything else, and I have never, ever experienced a group that does what they do with such unbelievable results.
Absolutely. So a special thanks to all the Crimson Circle teachers and also to the international translators and hosts. They every month, they do the translations on the materials, 23 different languages, and they get it out in record time. So other people, other languages,
unbelievable,
can be part of this awakening journey.
There are some of them where I heard that they actually are transcribing it live, you know, while we're doing it so that they can get it up really, really, so they can get it up fast. So
absolutely.
It's amazing.
Did it distract you on that last one? No. Web hots. Yeah. That's what we call them now. That's what we call them. Web hots. You know, that's a new term. You know, well, why be a host when you could be a hot?
They are hot. They're doing a
they
lot
are
of
hot.
Amazing
they, they, yeah.
things. Hot.
I think
is
we're
right.
just going to use this from now on. That's not a typo.
Web hots.
Web hots, and of course to the Crimson Circle Angels. You know who we are, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your subscription, your support, your love. Has made a huge difference with
supports
what
this
I will
webcast.
Able
it's
to do.
Beyond
so,
words, thank you so much.
We want to thank all the Crimson Circle angels out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, to this incredible group who gets here early in the morning, works a long, hard day, and makes sure this is one of the best, longest-running web productions, webcast, to our incredible staff. How about a big thank you? And for those who didn't notice, I want to point out that Sandra Harris is back. She just couldn't stay away from Crimson Circle. Welcome back, Sandra. Woo! Okay, it's time. It is time for that long-awaited break as we savor in that beautiful autumn weather that we're having.
It's gorgeous.
We're going to see everybody back here
in
about 30 minutes. All right, thank you.
Thank you.